Okay, now the great one might be ready for podcasting. We are cruising down the road, down the interstate. Oh, look, as soon as I start podcasting, brake lights ahead of me, of course. Remember how I was talking about the marijuana and how legalizing marijuana makes the dope heads think that now they have this immunity, that they can just do whatever the fuck they want? So we had a gig at the theater, and oh, that dude's stuck in the mud. Ah, he got out. It fucking snowed here yesterday, of course, because People's Republic of Fort Collins, Colorado weather, spring. Oh yeah, it's spring. Let's go ahead and snow, because that's what happens. So now there's mud every place, because it's not cold enough for it to stay frozen. It snowed and just instantly melted away. Anyhow, that's nothing to do with marijuana. And this is how this podcast is going to be. I got a giant list of notes. We'll see what I get to. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. And the transitions are not going to be witty or smooth or anything else. It's going to be much like sex with me. It's not witty and it's not smooth, but it gets the job done. I'm happy. Don't care about you. We had a touring show come through over at the Umbrella Corporation, which is turning into a giant disaster over there, because we're supposed to be hiring we, the royal we, of course. I'm not involved. There is no we. There is no I in team, thank God. They are supposed to be hiring two more management people to make shit happen, and that's going nowhere, because the person who is in charge of doing the hiring is also the person who's doing all of the management work that would be split up between the three positions. So he's in the one position, right? He's going to hire two more people to help him with all of his work. But right now, because it's only him, he's doing all the work. And I talked to him yesterday. I'm like, how goes the hiring? And he says, well, it hasn't gone anywhere because I haven't had any time to do it because I'm so busy with all the other stuff. It's like, okay, this is perfect. This is what we call progress. Oh, my God. Anyhow, had a touring show come through over at Umbrella. Let's see, what are the odds I'm gonna die here? Pretty good, hang on, I gotta switch lines. All right, we made it. And we told them, guys and girls, no smoking dope in the building, okay? Because as I've mentioned before, every touring show that comes through Umbrella Corporation, one of the first five questions they ask us, where can we get marijuana? You know, it's usually, where's the nearest liquor store? Like the first five, the top questions we get is, where can we get some good food? Where's the nearest liquor store? Where's the nearest drug store? Where's the nearest dispensary? We told them, don't smoke the marijuana in the fucking building. What do you think they did? Because obviously, if they didn't, I wouldn't be fucking talking about this, would I? This is the great thing about having an intelligent audience. I don't even have to tell you guys what happens because you can figure out, why am I even podcasting? It's like, oh, the great one's going to come on again. He's going to fucking yell about the women's, and he's going to yell about social justice warriors, and he's going to yell about statists, and he's going to do the routine about the roads, and he's going to whine about some other stuff. Dude, I totally just missed my exit. That was fucking awesome because I'm podcasting. All right, wait. I do not want to do that. That's going to kill me. I really did. I just drove right past my fucking exit. Oh, man. Yes. The dangers of podcasting on the road. Now I'm trying to think, where's the next exit? Oh, it's foggy. What the hell? There's a field over to my right. It has this layer of fog across it. It actually looks really cool because there's no fog anywhere else. So anyway, why am I podcasting? You guys already know what I'm going to say. I don't even know why I'm bothering to do this. Well, okay, you didn't know I was going to miss my exit, but you probably could have predicted that. All right, I got to exit in 1 mile. I got this. What was I talking? Oh, yeah. So anyhow, of course they did. And this is what I'm talking about. Here's the thing. A lot of them were smoking cigarettes also. Everybody who smoked cigarettes went outside and smoked their cigarettes. We didn't have to ask them not to smoke cigarettes indoors. They just know you don't smoke cigarettes inside the building, right? In our 2018, that's just become the way it is. I'm not saying I agree with it. Smoking cigarettes indoors doesn't bother me, depending on the location and yada, yada, yada. And being old, I remember, this'll fucking freak out you young ones, I remember when people smoked cigarettes in the waiting room at the hospital, okay? So smoking, it doesn't really bother, but you just don't do it. You don't light a cigarette inside a goddamn building in the year 2018, especially not in the motherfucking People's Republic of Fort Collins. Not that people coming through on touring shows would know that. But we specifically said, do not smoke your dope in the fucking building. And because of, well, it's legal. We have privileges. Dispensary. You know, they smoke the dope in the fucking building. They go outside to smoke their cigarettes. But they smoke the dope inside the building. Like, fucking dope head. Dope doesn't make you stupid. Dope heads are awesome, dude. Dope is cool. Fuck. I know, everybody's all... I was just listening to an episode of the Clary podcast where he had the great Matt Baldoni on there. And they were talking about apparently... And I don't remember how old this podcast is. Or I don't know how old this podcast is. But apparently legalized marijuana was coming to Nevada, Las Vegas, whatever. And they were talking about the economic benefits of it and all this other stuff. Yeah. You know, everybody's just so excited to legalize dope because you think it's like this panacea. Well, I'm not saying there ain't going to be some tax money made on legalizing dope. You're goddamn right there is. And, you know, are a bunch of people going to move to town because now they can smoke dope? Yeah, they sure are. And you're going to turn into Fort Collins. Is that really? Hey, who do we want to attract? Who do we want to attract to our city? People who smoke dope. Yes, they're the fucking productive, functional part of society. While we're at it, let's get some Muslims who rape women and 8-year-old boys also. Oh, great idea. Fucking morons. Ugh. All right. Speaking of dope, I also found out this from another touring company that was coming through and went to the dispensaries. The guy comes back and he says, so, did you know that you can get marijuana suppositories? And I said, no, I didn't, and I don't think I need to know that. So there it is, guys. That's when you're saying, that's legalized marijuana. Not only are you giving people permission to smoke dope inside your building, because they're not going to go outside because they're immature and they're dope heads. Marijuana suppositories. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I told this to a friend of mine, and she says, well, that's for medical. That's for sick people. And I'm like, okay, but they were on the recreational side. So why does the because, again, for those of you who don't know this, see, there's two kinds of marijuana. There's recreational marijuana, and there's medical marijuana. And the two sides of the building have to be separate from each other because, you know, government regulations. And the medical marijuana is less expensive than the recreational because taxpayer subsidies. See, I'm paying for that medical marijuana. I'm also about to, all right, hang on. I got plenty of lane. I got this. Famous last words. I got this. And then, you know, you never hear from me again because I'm dead. All right, you can get the fuck out of my way anytime because I'm coming over. That's what's called taking the lane by force. You put on your turn signal and you just start going. Back in the day, I told this story, but it's been a long time. The great thing about podcasting for 13 years, have I mentioned that I... Oh my God, that was a fucking cop that I cut off. He just passed me up. All right. The good thing about podcasting for 13 years, which I haven't mentioned in the last 15 seconds that I've been podcasting for 13 years, or that I am the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, that I'm right, I'm always right, I've always been right, I've never been wrong, and that, fuck you, And you can send me email at God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com and CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. There we go. Be sure you do all that other shit. Go do stuff. Buy things. Amazon link. CLS.link/Amazon. CLS.link/Amazon. The only way I could make it easier for you guys, and I can do this, okay? Look, send me your credit card number, your address, your info, you know, the little security code and billing address, and I will go on Amazon for you and I will order stuff, right? Buy shit you don't need, guys. It's not that hard to do. People do it all the time. We have an entire economy in this country based on buying shit you don't need. I look around, all I see is shit people don't need, like surrounded by shit people don't need. Every time I go into a store, I just look around and I see all of this shit. And I'm like, God damn, this is a lot of shit that nobody needs. Many, many moons ago, back when I lived in Texas and I was driving a pickup truck towing a 30-foot horse trailer, I learned that the way you change lanes is you take them by force, because nobody will get the fuck out of your way. So I put the blinker on, I look in the rearview mirror, and I look for a car that's way back there, preferably a nice car. You don't want to change lanes in front of somebody driving a shitmobile, because they don't care about their car. You want to change lanes in front of somebody driving a very expensive automobile, because they do care. And I'd wait, cars would go past, and nobody, of course, would give me room to get over. And then once I saw that expensive car that was way back there, and you pick a car that's way back there so that you know they had time to see your turn signal, and they know you're going to change lanes. They know you're going to come into their lane. And then you just start going over, and you watch them have to slam on the brakes. One time, I did this with some guy. He was driving some little red sports car, and he decided he wasn't going to put his brakes on. And the problem was, I had 30 feet worth of steel behind me, and there's no way in hell I was going to stop. And I ran him off the fucking road. It was fantastic. Not like into the ditch and he died, but he had to go off onto the shoulder because I just changed lanes. I took that trailer, sent it right at him. And he just fucking speeded up and drove past me, and he's flipping me off and everything. And I just waved to him, hey, what's up, motherfucker? Did you see the fucking turn signal? What does that have to do with anything? I don't know. I'm just telling stories at this point. What was I bitching about? Oh, yeah, marijuana. Suppositories. Yeah, it's good shit, man. Speaking of sticking things up your ass, what am I going to talk about next? I don't know. Let me pull my notes, see what I have written down. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about this. No, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about any of this shit. I really don't. It's a nice fucking day, man. All things considered, more fog. You know, I thought about doing some changes at the podcast. I thought about changing it up and only doing the podcast twice a week, but deliberately making the episodes longer. So same amount of quality time with the great one himself, the founder, because God knows you guys need your quality. If you guys didn't listen to me ranting and, I don't know, screaming bad words about whatever the fuck I'm talking about, what would you do with your time? I don't know, you could be out curing cancer, fucking going to Mars, climbing mountains, but no, you're listening to me. I thought about doing the podcast twice a week instead of three times a week, but then I ran into this hitch, because I started thinking, but wait, so Monday is Volleyball Girls, Tuesday is Supergirls/Fantasy Girls, and then Friday is Redheads. So if I go to only 2 days a week, how do I balance that out? I got to do the podcast three times a week because we got Volleyball Girls, Supergirl, and Redheads. it's a dilemma. I'm still tossing it around in my mind. These are the first world problems that the Great One has to deal with. It's good to have first world problems. It really is. I'm checking the sky for any drones that might be about to kill me with a flying missile. As opposed to non-flying missiles. Well, they do have those. Non-flying missiles are called torpedoes. They go through the water. And you know, speaking of the dope, I was listening to Cleary podcast again the other day, and he was blah, blah, blah about something, got on the dope and everything, and he talked about... He floated the notion that at some point the tobacco corporations, or perhaps some other big corporations, the agricultural corporations, were going to move into the marijuana industry and start taking over. And I think that's a very valid prediction of the future. So you think about it. Marijuana is being legalized, and you've got all these startups, and they're all doing their thing, and all these people are flocking to town to work for the marijuana industry and smoke the dope. But it's true. Once it becomes more established, I mean, because God knows they've got enough customers, you know, there's enough people who want it. Once the industry becomes more established and a little more solidified, you know, legally and solidified, what's the word I'm looking for? The methodology, the systems, you know, like when the dispensaries first started here in Colorado, there was a lot of confusion. It's like, well, how exactly do we do things? You know, there's this astonishing number of regulations and all this other stuff. And of course, banks wouldn't go near the dispensaries and credit card companies wouldn't go near them, so they had to operate in all cash and all of this other stuff. Once all of these bugs are worked out of the system, and once selling marijuana becomes as easy procedurally, legally, as selling cigarettes, I mean, yeah, Archer Daniels Midland and Philip Morris, I mean, they have the science, they have the fields, they have the farmers, they have the technicians, and genetically modified marijuana is starting to become a thing. I'm starting to read articles about that. Remember, the people who smoke dope are the same people who are terrified of GMOs, but you genetically modify marijuana, and you can't keep the shit on the shelves. So ADM and Philip Morris, they've got the scientists, they can fucking manipulate the genes in this shit. I think that's a very good prediction of what's going to happen. They're waiting for all of this to level out, for marijuana to become legalized in more states. And then they just swoop in and they start mass producing the shit and mass distributing the shit. And of course, because they are the economic powerhouses they are, they're going to be able to undercut the local dispensaries. And local dispensaries are going to go out of business, and all the people who move to your city or state to work in the dope industry are now going to be working as clerks at the fucking 7-Eleven or waitresses. The other thing about the marijuana industry, those of you not in states with legalized marijuana may not know yet, is that there's this whole thing, well, there's all these different blends, and it's just hilarious. I get these, there's magazines around here, you flip through the magazines, and there'll be like 3, 4, 5 pages of coupons for dispensaries. And there's all these reviews of all these different strains, I suppose is the correct word for it, strains of marijuana. And oh, this marijuana tastes like, then this marijuana tastes like this. And this one is really creamy and smoothie. And this one's for Adam Piggott. This one has floral notes and all. It's like, my God, it's just like the craft beer industry. Which, you know, the great one likes beer, and the great one likes the fucking small breweries. You know, I talk about Equinox and Funkworks all the time. But I mean, there is this point where there's really only so many variations of beer. And you also hit this point where you basically have two kinds of beer. Beer that's good and beer that's not good. And speaking of not good, I gotta change lanes and not die. Hey, I did it. A great one. How come every time you change lanes, you talk about not dying? Are you really that bad at driving? No. I just only mention it when I'm changing lanes in a situation where the traffic is nasty. Because here in Colorado, we don't know how to drive. Plus, I mean, so right now there's a car in front of me. There's a car behind me. Odds are one of those two people is stoned. It's okay. Marijuana doesn't affect me, man. I can smoke dope all day and still drive. If it doesn't affect you, why are you doing it? That's like me saying, yeah, looking at girls' butts doesn't affect me. No, it does affect me. It makes me really fucking happy. Well, I mean, if it's a cute butt. If it's an ugly butt, no. But if it's a cute butt, sure. All right, where do I want to be? I want to be here. There's a lot of people trying to make a left-hand turn. I guarantee one of those people is smoking dope. Statistically speaking. All right, what was I talking about? Something about ADM taking over. Yeah, what the fuck is all over the road? I don't know what those were, but fortunately I didn't hit one. Yeah, the corporations, they're going to move in on this industry. They're going to undercut. And then it's going to be like kind of like the beer industry is right now. You're going to have your craft breweries trying to break out, and then you're going to have your Budweiser and your Coors. You have the same thing with marijuana. There's going to be the Budweiser and the Coors of marijuana. You'll be able to get your marijuana cigarettes at the fucking 7-Eleven at some point. And then the question is, will the dope heads continue to reject the corporations, except for Apple? We love Apple. Apple is wonderful. Will the dope heads reject the corporations and not smoke the corporate marijuana? Will they do like they did for the anti-Starbucks campaign, right? Corporate coffee sucks, man. Which, look, I happen to agree that Starbucks coffee is not good. I have never been impressed with Starbucks coffee. And on top of that, for those of you who wanted too much information, drinking Starbucks coffee gives me the fucking runs. It's like I drink, that shit's like a laxative for me. I don't know what the fuck is in it, but if I drink a cup of Starbucks coffee, 20 minutes later, I am shitting mud. Their coffee's not that good, but corporate coffee sucks, man. Will there be corporate marijuana sucks, man? Dude, I only buy local organic marijuana. Dude, which right now most of it is local and organic. All right, I'm in town. I got to fucking navigate and not run over anybody and try not to have a wreck. Well, actually, got to try not to have a wreck looking at cute girls. But the town I am in right now, they don't have cute girls over here. So that should not be a problem. This same homeless guy was at this same corner the last time I drove through here 3 weeks ago. Fantastic. All right. Check you guys later. Oh, the cops pulled someone over. Good. That means I'm safe to speed because the police are occupied. Now that is... Oh, my God. Okay. Whew. Never mind. I was going to say this female police officer has a mohawk. She didn't. The angle I was seeing her from behind, and no, her butt was not attractive. It was large. She has her hair like in a bun up on the top and the back of her head. But just from that angle, it looked like she had her hair shaved with a mohawk in the middle. I was about to say, no, please. Speaking of that, over at umbrella corporation. The last gig we did, there's this chick who comes over and works with us occasionally when we need a whole lot of people. And she's a classic example, man. Great body, cute butt, nice tits, pretty face. But she's a freak. She's freaked herself up. She's got the fucking, her hair is dyed green. And she's got that thing where they grow their hair out long. And then so it's long. And then they shave the two sides off. So it's like a mohawk, only it's not sticking up. It's just like, and it's like, why? Why do you have to do this shit to yourselves, girls? You could be cute. And she probably has hairy legs. I've never seen her wearing shorts. But she's probably got hairy legs and hairy armpits. Like, why do you girls do this to yourselves? And fucking 30 years from now, she's going to be walking, I can't find it. Well, no, 20 years, because she's 20-something. 20 years from now, she'll be going, why can't I find a good man? Well, she could have found one. Hey, that girl's kind of cute. Better look where I'm driving. Well, good. Well, at least there's an ambulance right there. When I have a fucking wreck, I won't have to wait long. My girls, God damn it, shave your legs. Stop shaving your head. Stop dyeing your hair green. And then maybe you could find a good man. Oh, yeah, and stop smoking dope also.